All righty, just four verses this morning, setting us up. We're going to spend our time looking at the rest of Mark chapter 10, but we're going to take a look at the children and our Lord. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. Would you say indignant?
Indignant.
That means not really happy. Can I get a witness on that? He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms and he put his hands on them and he blessed them. Lord, I thank you that we can indeed come as children to you this morning, that if we don't, if we can't, and if we won't, there's a display of many problems in our lives, display of barriers between us and you. Lord, help us to deal with those barriers, to become aware of them, and to see those barriers fall away, that we can indeed grab onto you and grab onto what you have for us this morning in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen,
amen, amen, amen. Come on up here, Kalita. She can walk and everything, right?
Yeah,
she walks and jumps and runs. She doesn't want to come up. Can you hold her up? All right, just bring her up here. Look at that. And I don't know if you're Uncle Dave, Papa Dave,
Uncle
Dave, come on up here, get in the light. She looks so comfortable, doesn't she? Look out that way. You want to see your headband. Yeah, look at that. This is Kalisa. She's 5 years old. And she's got, you know, I'll tell you what. She's got a surgery that she is here at Children's Hospital in L.A., and they're working on her ear. So I'm going to have you extend a hand, if you would. And we're just going to pray for her. Lord, pray for Pastor Dave. He'll grow weakened. But Lord, we thank you for Kalisa, Lord. We thank you for the work that you do and the surgeons and the prep that you do, Lord, and that you would just bring it to fruition in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen,
amen, amen. There you go, Uncle Dave. You can put her down. Pastor Dave and his new wife, Evelyn, went up to L.A. to visit Kalisa and her mom, whose name is?
Bella.
Bella, yes. And Bella, I don't know, it's Thursday or something like that. And because of, you know, it's no fun living at the hospital. Amen? And so they brought her down here, but they're driving around L.A. And they're from Guam. Kalisa and her mom, Bella, are from Guam. And so they are driving around in L.A., probably a little bit bigger than Guam. And Pastor Dave, Uncle Dave, whoever, says, hey, maybe we should get some frozen yogurt. And so, you know, I don't know how much frozen yogurt there is on Guam. Is there much frozen yogurt on Guam? I don't know. Not that much. And so they had a little frozen yogurt, and it was a little good time. And so there was a funeral yesterday, and Elsie's family went, and Evelyn went, and everybody knows everybody. And they are on their way back from this big funeral, and packed into Evelyn's car is Pastor Dave, Aaron Bugs, Evelyn, Bella, and Kalisa, and they're driving and talking, and they've had all kinds of food and family, and you know, you get the picture. You got a bunch of adults talking, and you got a little five-year-old in the middle of them all playing a video game on a phone, right? You get the picture? And they're driving along, and Pastor Dave says to, in all the commotion and ladies talking, and says to Aaron and says, hey, maybe we got to go get some frozen yogurt. And in the back, Kalisa, frozen yogurt? You know, I think that there is a special spot in the heart of little five-year-old girls for frozen yogurt. Amen? And that Pastor Dave has indeed touched on that. But the Bible tells us that God has indeed put eternity, given a spot for eternity in the heart of man. That in each one of us, that there is a spot and a desire and a hunger for the kingdom of God, for heaven, and that as we hear, hey, kingdom of God, people, heaven, and we are excited, and we are desirous of that in all cultures. Many cultures have not bought on to the lie of the enemy. There is a desire and a hunger for heaven. The message title today is A Path to Heaven. We are in a series called, I got the whole intro. We are in a series called Selected to Serve. We are going through Mark, and we come to one of the key verses today, or perhaps the key verse of Mark. Says the Son of Man came to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus came to give his life so that we can have eternal life. Eternal life, that's our target. And I'm wondering if that's your target today. That this week, what was your focus? Focus on eternal life? I'm going to talk about that for a minute. Jesus says, eternal life is not something that you get. Eternal life is something that you receive, just like frozen yogurt. Frozen yogurt? Because one of a little Kalisa, I don't know how much money she's got in her dress there. Or if she even knows how to get to the yogurt factory, yogurt mill, I don't know where you go get your frozen yogurt. But when Pastor Dave says frozen yogurt, she says, I'm on board. Take me there. Because she can't get there on her own. She can only get there with Pastor Dave. And what Jesus says, you're going to get to heaven, you can't get there on your own. Amen. You're only going to get there with God. Amen. Amen? Amen? So we talk about the pathway to heaven. We're going to take a look at a young man, a rich young man, who has spent his whole life focused on heaven and getting to heaven. You come here today, God has set eternity in your heart. But you can only get there with him. We'll take a look at the path to heaven. Amen? We're going to continue reading in Mark chapter 10, verses 10, 17 and 18. This is, we just continue on with the little child thing. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? Jesus answered. No one is good except God alone. Talk about our path to heaven. This man is indeed en route. He is on the way. And this is such a great picture. Click that ahead there, Roke. This is a great picture of this man looking for heaven. And I want to be this guy. Guy runs up to the coming Messiah, says, what do I got to do to get to heaven? Let's cut out all the mistakes and all the misunderstanding. Give me the list. I want to work the list. Anybody like that? You know, just, hey, let me just work this out. I just want to be on track. And as much as I want to be that guy, Jesus does not just say, oh, wonderful young man, and put a hug on him. There is a rebuke that is there. He says, why do you call me good? And Jesus pushes him back a touch. There's something wrong here. Matthew tells this story, calls this man a young ruler, a ruler in the synagogue, a ruler in the Jewish community. And he says, and we can understand reading Paul's writings, and we can understand reading the literature of the day, that the Jewish culture was focused on heaven and earning their way in. What must I do to get to heaven? Give me the list. I'll work it out. Jesus has a problem. Problem with this approach to life. Problem that is manifest in the Pharisees and the Sadducees and their dealings with Jesus, that they are indeed arrogant. That they do believe that they have a claim on the path to heaven. Got it all worked out. How different from living life as a child. Heaven, take me there. Mark 7:7, you can put that up, Roke. They worship me in vain. Their teachers are but rules taught by men. What a challenging statement made by our Lord to a bunch of priests or religious leaders who had spent their whole lives focused on the pathway to heaven, and Jesus says, you're off track. You are making up your own road, and it's not going to get you there. Not what you want to hear. Amen? Let's continue on. Reading from verse 19, continue on in Mark 10. You know the commandments, Jesus talking. Do not murder. You guys all good with that one? I'm good with that one. I'm thinking we should just vote for the one commandment. Thou shalt not murder. I'm good. I worked that list. Let me in. God, you got to see where that arrogance can come in? It says, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, do not defraud. Honor your father and mother. Teacher, he declared. Woohoo! I have kept all these things since I was a boy. Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said. Just one little thing. Go sell all you have. Give it to the poor. You will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. This guy's looking for answers. Jesus gives him answers. Jesus gives him directions. Go ahead, Rook. Six commandments. Basically the last six. Ten commandments are broken in two parts. First four deal with our relationship with God. Second six deal with our relationship with one another. He's just quoting the last six. And he says, you know the commandments. You're a Jew. You understand all these things. And he says, man, I've been doing this. I think I'm good. And he comes with arrogance. He comes with arrogance thinking that he's doing enough. I'm on target since I was a kid. Comes in arrogance to approach Jesus thinking that he can do it, and comes in presumption that he's okay. Arrogance and presumption. I think I'm on track. And Jesus looks at him and loves him, and I'm wondering why. Because he doesn't love him because he's on track, because we're going to find out in a minute he's definitely not on track. But in this man's heart, in this man's life, there is a sincerity. And I don't know, you know, I don't want to put words in Jesus' mouth, but you know, you look at your little kid, your son, your daughter, and says, Mom, look how I've cleaned my room. And you see that indeed the room is clean. But you can see also under the bedspread a massive pile of everything that was in the room. And you can look at your child and just love that child. But not because they've done things right, but because they have a heart. Are you tracking with me on this? Jesus looks at him and loves him. In all of his presumption and all of his arrogance, there is a desire, a true desire, to get to heaven. He is focused on heaven, but he has no connection with God. Jesus says, let's get you connected. He says, your connection with heaven will come through me. So all you've got, follow me. I'll lead you to heaven. Come in here this morning and you have to make a choice. God's kingdom or your kingdom. What'd you put your focus on this week? See, we can get so focused on our own kingdoms that we can lose sight of God's kingdom and our connection with him. This week, actually yesterday, see my mechanic's hands, I don't know if I took a poll or if I took a guess how many of you might consider what I was actually doing yesterday, but it probably come as no surprise that I was indeed working on the Volvo. If you're a first-timer here, that is often what I preach on, well, illustrations. And so through the myriad of challenges that has occurred to the Volvo, indeed, I discovered this week that it needed a new fuel pump. Well, a fuel pump, you know, it's actually it's $400 new, but I can go to the junkyard and get it for $100. And it's an in-tank fuel pump, which means it, you know, it's not so hard. It's just like a little cap, you know, a little thing, just unscrew it. It's like a mason jar. You know, just unscrew the lid, pull it off, unscrew the, get the, take off the fuel hoses and the electrical line and pop that baby out. No big, Josh, we could do that together. There is just one problem, that the fuel tank is not up tight to the floor of the car. And to drop down the fuel tank, you have to take off the rear wheels and the rear axle. Oh, good. And so there are some who actually cut the floor of the car and fold it up to get to the fuel pump. Now, the fuel pump itself is quite easy. It's just all the stuff in the way that's the problem. Are you tracking with me? See, the rich young man, Jesus says, I got your path to heaven. It's just all the stuff that's in the way that's the problem. Are you tracking with me? So you want to get to heaven. You can't get there on your own. You can only get there with God. Amen? All right, let's continue on. We're doing okay? All right, point number two, dealing with these barriers, getting the stuff out of the way. Mark 10:22-27. At this, the man's face fell. And really, the rear axle? Are you kidding me? Cut the floor? Are you kidding me? I was going to cut the floor until I saw what a hassle it was just to take the seats out. Yeah. Got to get to the seats to get to the floor to get to... Anyway. At this, Pastor Bob's face fell. No, actually, at this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had a Volvo. No. Because he had great wealth. And Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it is to fix a Volvo. No, okay, that's it. No more Volvo talk. I'm done. How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. His disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said again, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Disciples were even more amazed. And they said to each other, who then can be saved? And Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God. Amen. Dealing with the barriers to heaven, Jesus gives them the answers, but the price is too high. The price is too high. Jesus is giving them the pathway. It's what he came for. How do I get to heaven? Here you go. He's not happy. Jesus has given him the details, given him exactly what he was looking for, and he's not happy. You got too much stuff. Your stuff is a barrier between you and God. And every one of us here today has a barrier between us and God. Some of us have many barriers. Some of us have pain in our lives, and we've masked that pain with drugs, addiction, lust, pornography, all kinds of stuff. And our fix has now become our problem. Hurts, habits, and hang-ups. Come on Monday night, you can get some help. Jesus has been doing work among us, and those who have received that aid can help you on your path. Amen? Amen? More stuff you've got, the more difficult it is to let go. Got stuff in the way. Got to manage your stuff. And one big secret, with all that stuff, you really don't have to rely upon God that much. Float a little prayer every once in a while, but hey, I got food in my fridge, gas in my tank, and unlike Pastor Bob, I don't have a Volvo. When you got a Volvo, man, you pray a lot. Lord! When you're poor, you pray a lot because there's no buffer in your life. He says how hard it is for a rich man to get into heaven. Why? Because he's so busy leaning on himself. He says elsewhere, you Pharisees, you hypocrites, you don't rely upon God, you rely upon your rules that you made up. But you got what's in between you and God. Only way you can get to God, Jesus says, is only way you can get to heaven is if God takes you. Amen. Disciples are figuring out, who can be saved? This is too hard. Right. You can't get there on your own. Only get there with God. He says, with man, this is impossible. But all things are possible with God. Amen? All right, let's continue reading. Verse 28. Peter said to him, we've left everything to follow you. I tell you the truth, Jesus replied, no one who's left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields, that's a list. Amen? No one who has left home, brothers, sisters, mother, father, children, or fields for me in the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields. And in the age to come, eternal life. But many are first will be last, and the last will be first. See what I left out? Persecutions. You know, amazingly enough, there's a lot of churches that leave out the whole persecution thing. You know, it's like, here you go. Let's see, I did not set this up, but, you know, here you go. 100 times as much. Leave it in the church. Get it in the mail this week. People say, hey, Christian's going to get paid right there. There's even a church over there on Federal and 47th called the 100-fold Ministry. Show up. Leave me your cash. 100 times as much. Now, I got a question for you. Let's see. Oh, Teresa's gone. Karina brought that little precious little boy in there today. How'd you like 100 of them? Now, you know, I'm looking for some that are in diapers. You know, 100 kids in diapers. How many of you ladies want 100 kids in diapers? Yeah. Or, you know, I love my mom. Actually, I do love my mom. But I don't know if I want 100 of them. But 100 homes? Homes in San Diego, I think median price is $600,000. I'd take 100. I'd struggle. 100 fields? Property costs a lot. But what Jesus is talking about, a whole new economy. And Mark is written to the church in Rome, where there is incredible persecution. And there is a confiscation of property. And there is a killing of Christians. And for every Christian who's killed, it's someone's mom or someone's child. And Jesus says, you surrender your life for me and for the gospel. And there's more that's coming, but it's a whole different economy. It's much more complicated than you leave a 20 and you're going to get 2,000 this week. Peter says, hey, we've done that. I'm sorry, God rewards sacrifice. God rewards sacrifice. Peter says, hey, we've done that. You know what he sounds like? He sounds like that rich young guy. Hey, I've done that. Doesn't sound so much like the child that would come and receive the kingdom. Amen? Peter's a little off track. Jesus says, we're talking about a whole entirely different economy here, Peter. See, he had indeed left his nets, he left his boats, left his family, left his life to follow Jesus. We're on track, we're good. Presumption. Presumption won't get you to heaven. Only God will. Whole new way of thinking. 100 times as much. And persecutions. I have an article here that I printed about an attack that happened in Yemen, I believe, Friday. Gunmen went into a Christian retirement home. They said that they wanted to visit their mom. This home was also a base for Doctors Without Borders. People could come and get care. And they terrorists came in and handcuffed people to their beds and began to shoot them. And 16 were shot, including 4 nuns. Persecuted. Because of Christ. Ultimate sacrifice. Jesus says, it's a whole new way of thinking. You want to get to heaven? You can't get there on your own. But I'll take you with me. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Continuing to read. Jumping over a few verses here. 4 verses. Going to verse 35. And I want you to track, because we got the child. Whoever comes with me as a child, receive the kingdom of God. And the rich young man doesn't come as a child. Amen? And Peter is not coming as a child. And as we read about James and John, hardly a childlike approach to our Lord. Then James and John, the son of Zebedee, came to him. Teacher, they said, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. What do you want? Let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory. And Jesus says, you guys got no clue. You don't know what you're asking. Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with? We can. Oh, yeah, we're good. We're golden, Jesus. But to sit at my right, he says, you will drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with. But to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared. James and John off track. Sounding just like this young ruler. Let's work this out. Let's work out our spots in heaven. Mark 16:19. After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven and he sat at the right hand of God. The right hand is the best spot and the left hand is the second best. And they're saying, Jesus, and they are looking at this coming kingdom. They are looking at the deliverance. They are looking at a king that is going to come. And they say, Jesus, when it happens, we want to be right there with you. And they're probably thinking, hey, last week we looked at the Mount of Transfiguration. It was those two and Peter. And they're trying to edge out Peter, saying, Jesus, we know good things are coming. We saw your glory, all that stuff. We want to share in it. Put us in first. Put us in front. They had it all figured out. And Jesus says, oh, you guys don't have it all figured out. You guys got no clue. You're way over your pay grade here. See, this is a whole lot more than just working it out. Mark chapter 10, verses 33 and 34. We're going up to Jerusalem, he said, and the Son of Man will be betrayed into the chief priests and teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him and spit on him, flog him and kill him. And 3 days later, he will rise. That's that next slide, Roke. This is the path to heaven. You can't get there on your own. You can only get there with God. Jesus has been giving them the pathway. Jesus says, come as a child. Gives them the path to glory. Give me that next slide there, Roke. And he says in Mark chapter 8, verse 34, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny himself. Take up their cross and follow me. My question for you this morning is, what's in your way? What's the barrier? Can you come to Jesus as a child? Heaven! Frozen yogurt! Can't get to heaven on your own. Can't get to frozen yogurt on your own. Only Uncle Dave can take you. And you can't get to heaven on your own. Only God will take you there. Amen? Final verses we're going to read tonight. When the ten heard this, When the ten heard this, they became indignant. We heard that word before, indignant. That's what Jesus was. He was indignant when they said the children couldn't come to our Lord. They became indignant with James and John. And Jesus calls them all together and says, you know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them. Again, we're talking about the target audience of this letter is the Roman church. And their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. The path to glory has an entirely different feel than what you're used to. Rest are not happy. Rest are resentful and they are all off track. Road rage on the path to heaven. Hey, 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 get out of my way. Trying to cut me off. That's not the path. You're on the wrong path. The path to heaven is the path of surrender. Can't get there on your own. Only get there with God. Path to heaven is a path of serving, a path of sacrifice. And it is interesting to note that people rarely complain about being cut off to the kingdom of heaven by sacrifice and service. There are few people who are indignant with the sacrifice of Mother Teresa. Oh, Mother Teresa. There are few people who are indignant with the humility of Billy Graham. Get out of my way, Billy. Get your humility out of my way. I'm going to be more humble than you. I know, a lot of people trying to edge out Mother Teresa for a greater sacrifice. Get out of here. I got your Calcutta. City of death. They take their dead and pile them up in the street. And Mother Teresa lived her life there. Jesus said, I didn't come to be served, but I came to serve. And I come here to exercise authority. You want to be great in the kingdom of God? Be a servant. We took a child, had him stand right there. Keys to heaven right here. Come as a child. What's in your way today? How was your week today? I don't know who's playing guitar today. But come on up. Rich young man came to Jesus. What do I need to do to inherit the kingdom? Jesus said, nothing you can do beyond you. I came to give my life for you. Jesus said, kingdom of God is not something you get. It's something you receive. God puts a kingdom desire in your heart. And he put a kingdom solution on the cross. You got to receive it like a child. Problem with the rich young man is things got in the way. Problem with Peter. Things in the way. James and John. Things in the way. Problem with us. Things get in the way. I must think that if I offered to take Kalisa for frozen yogurt, but if I offered to ask my son, Joe, frozen yogurt, I got my girlfriend. The end. Frozen yogurt? I get ready for my job in summer. See, as we go. Oh, there you are right there. I thought you were over there. It's raining. Got stuff to do. Things get in the way. What's in between you and God? What has wiggled its way in? See, the rich young man had so much stuff. He lived his life with a focus on heaven and had no connection with God. How can I pay you off, Lord? What can I do? What can we? How do we make this work? Even Donald Trump can't do a deal to get into heaven. Nobody makes a deal to get into heaven. The only thing you can do is come as a child and go, heaven, Lord, take me with you. Lord, I'll sacrifice my life. I'll be a servant. I will be last that you will take me first. Lord, we come here this morning. Life is so complicated. We have jobs. We got Volvos. We've got kids. We've got problems and drama and hurt and drugs and lust and anger and bitterness and resentment. It's so hard, God. Lord says, throw it all away. Throw it all away and come and follow me. And I'll take you to heaven. Lord, it's so hard. It's so complicated. It's so painful. We've got barriers between us and you. Some of us even make our own path. I mean, it's the wrong path. But Lord, I thank you that you love that rich young man. That there is an answer in heaven, that it is provided on the cross. That each one of us here today can make it to heaven. We would reach out our hand and grab onto yours if we would discard those things in our lives which are barriers. I thank you that you indeed come running as we come, striding towards you. I thank you that on Monday nights there is healing, there is training, there is comfort that is available. And Lord, I thank you that by your Holy Spirit there is an offer on the cross that hangs on the cross this morning, the keys of the kingdom. That we can come as a child and reach up and say, heaven, what's in your way this morning? Lord, speak to your heart. Lord's speaking right now. We all got something. Some of us got a whole lot. Rich young really had a whole lot. Might not get it all in one shot. You might have got some, and you got to deal with the leftovers this morning. There's something in the way. Nobody looking around. You're saying, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, for my arrogance, Lord. Forgive me for my presumption, Lord. I see, Lord. I see, Lord, that there is indeed a pathway to heaven, that it hangs on the cross, Lord, and I've been walking on my own, Lord. I've been trying to help you out. But this morning I lay it all down and I rest entirely on your sacrifice on the cross. But I throw everything aside, Lord, because I so want heaven. You're here this morning and the Lord is just screaming this message to your heart. Your soul is bursting with an opportunity for heaven. And oh, Lord, you're like a little kid. Yogurt? Heaven? Lord, put that eternity right in your heart. You're just saying, Lord, I want it. I want it so bad. I'm gonna toss those other things away. I want your kingdom. I just want you to slide your hand up. Say, that's me this morning. Right here. Somebody else say, that's me. That's me. I want that. Right here. Right there. Anybody else say, right over here. That's me. That's me. Anybody else say, that's me. Anybody else? Right over here. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Worship team's going to come. We're going to stand. We're going to sing. The young man walked away sad. Let's all just stand. Let's all just stand. Young man walked away sad. I don't want you to walk away sad this morning. I don't want you to walk away at all. We sing this song. Lord has spoken to your heart. I want you to come and I want you to symbolically, sincerely, but symbolically, to come and lay that issue. Could be all you have. Could be anger. Could be bitterness. Could be pain. I don't know. But the Lord is speaking to your heart this morning. You know what it is. And the devil's saying, no.